now coming to you live in full effect on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Miss Parker, what's going on?
Hey, I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we actually recorded, but you know, batch recording does its thing.
Oh, and batch recordings happen a lot of times when I'm on a soapbox and I feel some type of way.
And you go off. You be talking that talk.
More like talking shit, probably.
That works too. But also, as we talking that talk, always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Hopefully by the time you hear this, we should have the new shirt out with the new... Thought I was going to kill him with this one.
Bam!
He's still alive.
It's a bit of satire for us.
It's also a great product.
It is. It's like living, breathing, sleeping, walking. Like some of the stuff we've dealt with that we're pretty sure, you know, others can relate to. Probably dealing with it as we speak.
This shirt is for the dreamers who had more misses than hits.
I like it.
So, you know, just for the dreamers, keep on dreaming.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it may be for those who've had more misses than hits, but it's also for those that did not quit.
Exactly. So, hey, so check that out coming real soon. Hopefully, should be in the next few days. By the time you hear this, it should be out this weekend.
That's right.
So, me and Ms. Parker just going to go and jump into it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we talking about when the algorithm ain't algorithm.
Mm-hmm. But it's still taking your money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pay to play.
Your time and all that good stuff. Yeah. Check out the pay to play if you hadn't listened to it already. But I think, you know, what me and Ms. Parker has been doing our research on, we've been hearing a lot of creators across certain social media platforms saying that, oh, these platforms put out this new, the latest and greatest thing. And then it started taking away from some of the old stuff that they've already had. So basically now, the algorithms are confused to where they should send your audience to. And we just think that's just crazy.
Right.
You know, so wait a minute, the bots don't know how to think now? Wait a minute.
Are they thinking too hard?
are they thinking wrong?
Are they thinking not enough?
Are they not sending people the right way? But wait a minute. Aren't they supposed to be the experts? Because the algorithm is supposed to take what you've been doing or your company's been doing and channel it properly.
Mimic it. Replication means it's getting smarter. That's like a science component, right? More and more and more something, a virus replicates itself, it gets smarter and smarter and smarter, so it starts to outwit the riffraff and bypass those that it really ain't gonna have no effect on. So that's what you would expect the algorithm to do.
So is the
targeting 100%.
So is the algorithm outsmarting the customers, potential customers?
Or is the algorithm flawed?
Wait a minute. So you're saying something created by humans, perfected by computers, it's fucked up.
I mean, it could be. Hell, it's an algorithm.
Well, no.
There's math to it.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, there's math to it.
But
this is what you have to understand. An algorithm, just from how I see it, an algorithm is built behind the times. Because you build it based off of what has happened, and you're trying to forecast and project trends, okay?
So the algorithm is retrospective.
Essentially, when it's initially built, it's looking at components from pieces that have already run. So that's the past.
Exactly.
That's the past. So what if there was a mass trend change? Now, this algorithm has to capture data, current data, right? Current data.
Yeah, the current
based
data.
On the trends that are happening now. So by the time the algorithm gets smart, It has to run to get that targeting in place so that it knows who to target and when to target, how to target. By the time that happens, hell, the transmission changed.
Exactly. So what you now basically explain
the algorithm too slow.
The algorithm can't keep up with
the times. People
that are actually on these platforms. Mm-hmm. So then they're charging you. Let's say you're advertising or boosting. You're paying for something that's already
behind. It's behind. Because let's keep it a buck, mm-hmm. right? People are finicky.
Shoot you.
People are finicky. And let's also be real.
And they're vain as fuck.
But there are other factors that you have to incorporate, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the algorithm, they caught it that day, but is it going to happen the next day? I clicked on X ad, B link, C pick on Wednesday because my boyfriend broke up with me. I got into an argument with my husband. I didn't feel like cooking. The kids got on my nerves. Or I clicked on all of that because I got a raise in my job. I got a bonus. I got hit up by somebody I hadn't heard from. You know what I'm saying? It's like endorphins.
Exactly.
You're clicking on stuff based off of emotion.
Exactly.
I don't feel like that tomorrow. So I'm not clicking on that shit tomorrow.
And so for the people that are now basically paying for advertising.
Right. I'm not going to get you tomorrow.
And there you just explained why it's like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. It's up and down.
It's up and down.
It's up and down. That's why they tell you when you're looking to boost or just do advertise, they say you have the potential to reach a certain odd number.
That's why they say maximum.
Yeah, minimum, max. Mm-hmm. Because they have to give themselves a range because just like Ms. Parker just eloquently explained, people are different the next day.
We're emotional creatures.
We're different 5 minutes from now.
Shit, yeah.
So what I liked 20 minutes ago, I may not like 25 minutes later.
Yesterday, I was reading this stuff and clicking on this stuff because I felt some sorrow and grief from something in the past. I was clicking and reading this stuff and I was identifying and relating with these sayings because I had been drinking.
And for those folks who have been clicking and reading and probably have been drinking, thinking about starting their own business.
Yeah.
And we got y'all on over here. Watch for the hook. Come by, click that podcast money merch free monetization call with me and Ms. Parker.
That's right.
30 minutes free of charge from us, which is the most valuable thing we got in our life is our time. And we just want to help those who want to look to think if they want to start a business, want to start a clothing line, start an apparel line, or just, you know, if you really think becoming a business owner is for you, hey. We're willing to sit down, talk with you, and see if that's the path you want to get on.
Right.
This podcast money merch link at watchfromthehook.com.
But you know what else I'd like to say? So you know how like New York Fashion Week, France Fashion Week, whatever, they will have a fashion show, and this is just me spitting it off the cuff. My dates could be totally inaccurate, but it's the context. They'll have a fashion show, i.e. in what, winter, that's going to mm-hmm. set the trends for fall, right?
Spring.
Now, if they have one in like January, February of 24, which we're in now, they're setting the trends for like not right now. It's going to be like months ahead.
Oh, you basically saying in spring they're doing fall.
Moral of the story is they're like futuristically setting a trend, right? Gotcha. So at that point in time, we know coming down the pike when you are moving into this season, right? Mm-hmm. These are the color palettes that's going to be hot, right?
Gotcha.
That's about as good as you can get with like a trend. And like for an algorithm, you can't do your, you know, an algorithm isn't going to read, I want to find people that only click on yellow shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. They're going to try to find the click on the demographic the age range.
What's going on politically at the time? What's going on, like, in the world of sports, education? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. So, apparel, fashion, you can kind of, you know, figure out the trend in advance, right? They don't tell you, right? Yeah, exactly. When you hit your vendors up, they don't tell you.
Yeah, they're going to tell you what's selling right now.
Right now.
What's hot.
What's hot right now.
They're going to say, we out of these because they hot right
now. That's what I was about to say. It's going to be, well, we out of stock if you didn't get some soon enough. But as far as knowing if someone is going to be interested in, you know, some type of culture phenom or some type of socio info, it's not going to happen. Not 6 and 9 months in advance.
It's just, like I said, it's hard to predict what every different human being is
earning. It's targeting. It's targeting. It's rough. Yeah. And targeting tells you the path, you know, or all of those factors determine how you're supposed to target.
Exactly.
The conversions you see from the targeting and how their targeting is flowing and going will, you know, let you know if you're targeting the right group or not. Because it's going to be, you know, all of that click-through rate and stuff.
Yeah. And what you always say is it's hard to predict what somebody will be wanting or willing to do.
Or what they're going through.
That, exactly. Or how much, or just keep it a buck for for-profit businesses, how much fucking money they got to spend.
Because at that point, you don't know if there's been a change in a life circumstance, a job situation. That shit targeting can't incorporate.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be a buck. We're going to already talk about it. Me and Ms. Parker are talking about it. Our next t-shirt we dropping is going to be probably priced at $40.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it has to be 40? It's a front and a back design, and that's just what the market is running right now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we can't sit there and think, oh, we just can't not increase our prices. Everybody else has been increased their prices.
The inflation is doing it for you.
Yes, the market is dictating what we're having to pay.
So the vendor telling you the high colors, and they also telling you the prices you're going to pay, too. So,
I mean, how can you not, and we're going to explain another thing that the algorithm ain't going to tell you about Watch for the Hook, it's not going to tell you that, oh, you're getting very unique, one-of-a-kind designs.
Right.
It's not going to tell you that you're getting a personalized, private label on the inside.
No targeting for that. Yeah,
it's not going to, the algorithm isn't going to tell you that you're getting a one-of-a-kind tag put into your, attached to your outfit.
Yeah.
It's not going to tell you that you're getting it personally shipped out. Bag tagged, sent from us. The algorithm doesn't do that.
No, they're not, because they can't target that granular.
Exactly.
They can only target by category.
Yeah, but we can think about the granular.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they target by race, demographic, region, if you can get it smart enough. But then it may tell you, you know, this is the region you're getting the most hits in.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's the region you're getting the most sales in.
Yeah. And also, it also, if you get it deep enough, it'll tell the income of who's fooling.
Yeah.
There's certain parts of
it. It gives you, you know, you really target based off of kind of that classic socio-demographic info.
And so for people that may not understand socio-demographic, is parking. Let's give them a little insight to what that means.
It's demographics, you know, male, female, gender, race, ethnicity. And you kind of fold in a socio part, and that is I don't want to say class status, but, you know, that's a income.
Yeah.
That's region. Yeah. That is, it's things like that that it just kind constantly folds in.
Well, Ms. Parker just basically explained is that everyday things that you already are, there's somebody collecting that data on.
Yeah, but the algorithm isn't really, it's not going to use that. It's going to go off of categories of, you know, what piques your interest.
Exactly.
Cars, do you like race cars?
Do you like cars? Don't see what you've been doing.
It's looking at what you've been clicking on.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you've been clicking on clothes, then it's going to send you toward us a little bit.
But if you were clicking on clothes because you have an emotional, you know, factor, it might put you in the pie once or twice. But then once you no longer click, now, you know, now you have to be removed. And now that impacts the price that I'm paying.
Exactly.
Because the algorithm has to be smart.
Exactly. And so, you know, like I say, we just sit up here and have some good discussions and sitting there trying to get the people to understand it. You will be frustrated.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you are an online business owner or a business that uses social media or any type of online sales pitches or businesses, you're going to see those ups and downs. And that's just the law of business.
Yeah.
And when a lot of people think about, man, you know, I ain't getting what I got last month, that's because it's already changed.
It's changed. It's yeah. It's changing so fast. And then, you know, you just kind of start to get out of price.
You looking at last month, it changed a month before that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Really, it changed 2 months
ago. It's like data. It's about a 60-day lag.
So just think about that. Actually looking at stuff that's been influenced from 60 days ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in May of 2024.
Unless you can pay to run them campaigns, what do they say? 3 months. That's why they say 3 months.
Yeah.
You got to have a daily cap.
Yeah.
For 3 months. That's 90 days. 90 times 30, you do the math.
Exactly. Because what they're looking at is they're saying, all right, we got to go 90 days because we got to get in front of the 30 to 60 day lag.
Yeah, you so have
really to. Only getting 1 month of true data.
You have to catch back in, let it run. That's it, 90 days back. Then you have to catch that current 60, let it run, so it can kind of project out for that final 30. Because the algorithm has to get smart. It has to run long enough to reach enough people to really target.
And when we say run, that means cost you money.
Oh, that's dollars. That's a daily cap.
That's dollars and out when your
you,
pocket.
When you try to put $10 in, they're going to be like, uh-uh. Got to have a minimum of 25 a day. So if you take 90 days times 25, like, you do the math. Like, that's like $1,800.
I'm calculating in my calculator.
Your hold calculator.
On. We going 90.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
That is 200. That's 2,000. $250
with no guarantee of a return on your investment, because remember, it didn't spend at least 30 of them 90 trying to merely collect data to 60 days, you know, the next 30 to make it run to really start trying to target for their final 30 day push.
Ain't that some amazing?
And you have to have individuals that know how to go in and constantly tweak the targeting while it's running. There. And you probably paying them on top of their $2,250. They probably finna charge you at least $450 to $500. That's $3K right there. You didn't spend $3K on 90 days of marketing. You ain't got shit back.
And you really gonna get only 30 days of current data.
Yeah.
Ain't that some
and then you got to figure out how to run it on your own now based on that 30, because you can't pay them no more.
When the algorithm ain't
algorithm. Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, but listen, what me and Parker is doing, we giving y'all free game. We giving y'all free insight, man. At the end of the day, we only telling y'all stories that we believe.
It's the story. It's
that
the
we
truth.
Worked on and stories that we've said, man, I wish a motherfucker would.
Steal my money.
Doesn't happen once, won't happen again.
But a fly color.
Stop me song.
Use this song.
So I'm going to bust you across your goddamn board.
A butterfly.
Old folks say, what's that
motherfucker like me? Oh, how you say? Well, what else you got in you, Michael?
I'm just talking good. I really appreciate you. Talking about when the algorithm ain't algorithm.
That's right.
My phone going out this time.
Usually it's mine.
Yeah. But hey, I'm going to let Ms. Parker take us up on that. Ms. Parker, give the folks some wise words of wisdom.
You know what? Honestly, I will just leave you with sometimes that kind of algorithm push. Sometimes it's a must. But you'll get to a point within your business where you can really start to draw those lines on, number one, if you need it. Number two, if it's worth it. Sometimes it's just downright not worth it. And you'll just figure out other means. So you can be okay with not dealing with all of that. And just taking the, you know, the punches that you'll be thrown when them algorithms start to go awry. Because they will.
We'll catch y'all next time.